Interesting. And one of the other things that I noticed about in looking at these animals and listening to what you said they're related to the skunk. Mm-hmm. And boy, I have all kinds of smell issues when it comes to skunks. Would I have the same kind of issues with their furry cousin that we've got here? I mean, do they put off a smell like a skunk does when they're scared or concerned?
Yes and no. They do have a scent gland that's located near their back end, which, you know, they'll use to scent mark things if they feel the need to. With ferrets that we get at our store, when they are spayed or neutered, they're also descented, where they take the gland out. Now, will you still smell them? Yes.
Okay.
They do emit a particular odor. A lot of it is the oils in their skin is that mm-hmm. you smell. The ironic thing with a ferret is the more you wash them, the more oil their skin's going to produce. So
right.
It's self-defeating to, you know, try to get rid of the smell because they're just going to keep producing it.
So how do you get rid of the smell? I was reading that you have to clean their bedding. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Just like with any other animal, you want to make sure the enclosure is kept clean. When people come into the store and, you know, they're like, oh, ferrets, I hate them. They smell so bad. Well, 9 times out of 10, they're smelling the litter.
Right.
You know, and when we have a new batch of ferrets, we have 12 ferrets in a cage.
Right.
It's going to get smelly throughout the day. That's why we clean them so often. But at home, it's the same as cleaning a cat litter box. You know, when it starts to get a little bit messy and a little bit smelly, clean it out, and then you don't smell them anymore.
And I'm thinking, you know, we can smell it at the store. And the idea is it's not, and oftentimes some people find it not nearly as, you know, it's not like cat urine where it has that ammonia smell. It's a musk. It's a musk smell. You know, we have individuals that come into the store with patchouli. Is that the
yeah.
scent?
Yeah.
You know, that has that penetrating smell to it, but some people really, really like it,
that's
some
what
don't.
I mentioned too, is some
you know,
people
and,
enjoy it.
And the idea is that because the glands have been removed, we're not talking volumes of odor. The main thing is keep the environment clean, healthy, you know, and you won't have an odor problem. You know, it's just that there will be a familiar smell, just like humans, we have a familiar smell. You know, these animals have a familiar smell, and right. you could call that an odor that is annoying. You could call that an odor that's attractive. But one way or another, there's going to be an odor coming from it. But it's much more curtailed because they don't have a scent gland.
Now, I have a question. How much do ferrets cost? I mean, are they very expensive, like getting dogs? Or are they not very – I mean, typically, what would someone pay for a ferret?
Well, it's kind of in between. I mean, our average price of a ferret's going to be somewhere around $170, but – with our store, we like to do deals, you know, to make sure that the animal's going to be in good health. So with our deal, you know, of course, they come descented and spayed or neutered, but you also get a free vet visit with our recommended vet, who happens to be an exotic animals expert.
Right.
So they go through a series of shots for their first, I believe it's 16 weeks, very similar to a puppy. And then after that, it's a yearly checkup, you know, rabies and distemperment shots.
And then we also have like a package. So, you know, when you actually figure it out, you know, by the time you get the cage and the extra items, you know, you might be dealing with a $300 purchase. But the idea is that we drastically discount the ferret if you're buying a package. You know,
yeah.
we don't want somebody to come in, buy a ferret, and keep it in an inappropriate enclosure. So we actually have an enclosure, and when you figure that all out, you know, the ferret actually becomes the less expensive item of it. But the most important thing is to be committed to that kind of – it's less about the money because there is some money involved in making this happen. It's more about the time commitment
right.
and the amount of energy you want to put into it because, you know, whether you're adopting a dog or buying a ferret or whatever the animal is, there's going to be some upfront money. It's always gets down to that one point, Lee, as we always talk about it. What do you really have to commit? And make sure you're committed to that time that you that animal you've chosen to commit to.
Right. Well, all I can say is I've had fun visiting with Garth. Sorry about the header, but he seems to be just fine. And Sean, thank you so much for bringing
welcome.
Him in. Rick, I had a lot more fun with the ferret than I did with the rats. And I can recommend for anyone who's interested, check out the ferrets at Pruce Pets in Old Town and see for yourself. They do make great pets and will make a great companion. And they're very smart animals. For those who don't know,
yeah.
they're considered to be as smart or smarter than dogs and cats. So, they make for great pets.
And Sean's snuggling with this one and giving him kisses right now.
Absolutely.
Good boy.
So thanks for coming in. Rick, once again, we've had a fascinating set of conversations this week and dealt with some new animals that I hope some people have got a different perspective on and hopefully we'll be able to cover again. But if you missed it for any reason, you can always go to our website at www.1320wils.com and hear past episodes from this week or others, or you can listen to the show streaming live if you want to. And you can also send us something on the website. You can send us a feedback comment or something, whether it's on Facebook or via email. Send it to mmpets at 1320wils.com. On behalf of our producers, Nick Casey and Holly Rotter, and my co-host, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great week and begging all of you to please, please, please take darn good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.